Welcome back, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, fans of the pro. It's the Pelicans tonight in Philadelphia against the 76ers. Pregame at 5:30, tip-off at 6 right here on the Big 870 WWL AM. And LSU basketball fans catch the Tigers. Who are they playing? Ole Miss? Tomorrow, pregame at 4:30, tip-off at 5. It's on our sister station, The Bet, 92.9 FM, and of course, 1350 AM.
Yeah, that should be a pretty interesting game. I think Ole Miss has started. Well, I know they've started 2-0 in conference. And so we talked a little bit earlier about basketball and how tough the men's side. I know the ladies pulled off a close one. I think that was last night. LSU ladies did. But when we talk about the men's side, particularly going on the road, you got to have some players. And so I don't know how because I don't know if school has officially started up in Oxford. I don't know crowd-wise.
Seems early to me. I feel like it's around the 16th, something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know crowd-wise what it'll be like.
And they're fighting weather.
And the weather is the other part of it. I don't know what that will look like. But, that's going to be an interesting game just because, you know, LSU going into that environment, anytime you go on the road in the SEC, you got to be ready to play. And so we'll see. I mean, we'll kind of see.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have Jonathan Stinchcomb, of course, former Saints Super Bowl champion offensive tackle. And, of course, the Super Bowl coming and Jarry Evans, you know, hopefully on February 6th when they do the NFL honors. I mean, it's all over. It's got to be tough for Jarry.
Well, tough for Jarry, but the other one, and we have it because we do the weekly show, the Cam Jordan. I don't know if you talked about
the
that.
The Bart Starr.
And that's not just for the New Orleans Saints. No. That's all 32 teams.
I think it's the fourth one for the Saints. Ben Watson. I talked to Ben Watson not too long ago. So that they're just high character individuals.
Yeah, and so that's a tremendous honor for Cam, and you know, hopefully Jarry gets that call that we've been waiting on, and I know he's been waiting on, and obviously you're anxious.
Probably won't stop answering the question, right? It's just tough.
Yeah, because every year you kind of
But it's only this is his second year as a finalist.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You're going through it. And it's always tough for an offensive lineman unless you're a left tackle, and Jar was a guard. And so it's just like, man, every year it seems like another quarterback pops up, and they make it even harder. You know, and so hopefully he can get in this year.
And JT Gray, how about that? Second-team All-Pro for the third time, the 2018 undrafted free agent out of Clarksdale, Mississippi. Keep this block, our Mississippi block.
Yeah, Clarksdale, Mississippi. JT spent a little time in Las Vegas, got to talk to his dad, and obviously I know his mom and everything, and JT has done a ton. He and Elgin Jenkins, he's the offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers. They both are from Clarksdale, and they've done a lot in that community, at that school, and JT is well-deserving. Got shafted for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, that's a disaster.
But trust me, he will take that All-Pro all day. Yep. I mean, because it's one
peers.
There you go. It's your peers, but it's also, you know, it's both conferences. It's not just, hey, you're NFC Pro Bowler. Nah, you're All-Pro. You know, you're second team, but you're All-Pro. Yep. And that's both on both sides of it. So congratulations to JT Gray.
We'll talk more about it in the second hour. I wanted to just make sure we got it out there. It's the third time. He was first-team All-Pro 2021, second-team All-Pro in 2019, and now second-team All-Pro here in 2024.